So as we heard this past Sunday, on Palm Sunday, the Passion account, once again, Holy Mother Church invites us to reflect on the reality of the event of this day. Last weekend, after I finished the masses, I went and had lunch with one of my friends, and he was saying how much he hated Palm Sunday. He hates these readings because he hates to have to shout out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And kind of jokingly, he said, "Father, you never have to say that. It's not fair." I said, "Well, I play the part of Jesus." As we reflect upon these parts of the Passion, of the different characters and the voices that are there, I'm sure some of you have come across some books that help us to reflect upon the different characters. Archbishop Fulton Sheen has a very famous book, The Characters of the Passion. And many other people as well have gone through and highlighted some of the people that we experience today. And it's a beautiful way to pray. As we take the time to read the scriptures, with our imagination, with our mind's eye, we place ourselves in the scene. And we give the Holy Spirit permission to kind of move us around within those scenes to maybe embody the different people at different times. And maybe at different times of your life, you would relate more to one of the characters than the other. And it can move around. And even within the same prayer space, maybe you can imagine yourself being different people. So what about Pilate? Be concerned about your political standing, your standing in the community, afraid to make a definitive choice, so you wash your hands and let somebody else deal with it. What about King Herod? Enslaved to his passions, seeking entertainment and scandal. More about his own enjoyment of life, using the people around him for pawns. Maybe sometimes we're Pilate. Maybe sometimes we're Herod. What about Peter? The close friend, the one entrusted with so much, but yet was riddled with fear. Fear of suffering. Fear of persecution. Fear of what might happen if he said yes. But to eventually come around and to seek mercy and healing. To understand the error of his ways. What about Judas? Another one who was brought into the friend circle, the close friends of Jesus, but yet the ultimate betrayer, seeking his own way in spite of the way that God had put before him. Maybe you've fallen victim to that trap, placing your way, your will, before the will of the Father. What about Simon of Cyrene or Veronica? Two characters that we meditate deeply on during the Stations of the Cross. That we help Jesus, help our friends, help our families in their moments of struggle. Seeking no glory of our own. Understanding the duty that's placed before us as disciples of Christ. And we reach out that helping hand to help ease the load, to lighten the burden, to clean the face of those who are struggling. Our Blessed Mother, that silent cheerleader for Jesus, accompanying him every step of the way, allowing him the space, giving him the courage to continue that journey. Maybe you're called to accompany someone else as a silent cheerleader. Maybe you're one of those people crucified next to Jesus, enduring the sufferings of this life. The good thief who recognizes his responsibility for the choices that he's made or his willingness to suffer for others. Or maybe you're the bad thief and it's not fair that you have to go through this thing or that thing. Why can't your life be like somebody else's? Why can't Jesus rescue me? Maybe at times you're the bad thief. And then what about Barabbas? I mean, what an interesting name. His name literally means son of the Father. And he is there standing next to the son of the Father. He's the one who's there as the true criminal, the one who deserves to be there. Do you see yourself in his place? Because that's the place that we all should be. We're all the guilty, revolutionary, murderer, one who deserves the ultimate punishment. And so what happens when Pilate says, "Who should I release?" What if we are standing in the place of Barabbas and we hear God the Father say, "Release him. Release David. Release Mike. Release Jane and Sue." And then when Pilate says, "Then what do I do with this one? What do I do with Jesus?" What if you heard Jesus say, "Crucify me"?